Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? You could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run the big appliances like your fridge even longer. Best of all, this new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas, ever. Over 150,000 Americans trust Patriot Power Generators. Go to 4patriots.com/tutor to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. Go to 4patriots.com/tutor.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies like My Date with the President's Daughter
and the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You're listening to the Tudor Dixon Podcast in the Clay and Buck Podcast Network.
Welcome to the Tudor Dixon Podcast. I'm Tudor Dixon, and it's great to have you tuning into our podcast today. As many of you are aware, the ups and downs of the economy, the impact of COVID, and all those supply chain problems, among other issues, have been hurting small businesses across our country. In Michigan, it's really bad. We keep losing businesses, and with those losses come the additional sting of population loss. The state of Michigan is just really struggling. So that's why I wanted to talk to one of my favorite people when it comes to talking jobs and how to make new jobs, entrepreneurship, all of that stuff for small businesses. My guest today is someone who knows the struggles and works to help those small businesses succeed. Alfredo Ortiz, he is the president and CEO of the Job Creators Network and the author of the latest book, The Real Race Revolutionaries. Alfredo, welcome to the podcast.
Tudor, thank you so much. Always nice to see you.
It's always great to see you. I want to talk about something really quick at the beginning because, as you know, I'm in Michigan. We've talked about my race here in Michigan and what the future of Michigan looks like, but we really are struggling when it comes to businesses. We have the automotive industry. The automotive industry has actually been able to keep some businesses out of the state because of the fear of not having enough workers. So it's kind of now hindering our progress as opposed to making more progress in the state. We see other states like Texas, where Dallas, I think in the last 10 years, has had 200 new headquarters move in. Michigan is really, we've had headquarters move out. And the latest from Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan, she came out and said that she is going to start a committee that will look at population growth through 2050. I mean, come on, a committee is really just, I don't care, right?
Right, right. Absolutely. It seems to be the Democrats' favorite new thing, you know, root cause analysis, right? It comes to everything from the vice president on down. And so, look, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to actually figure out what's wrong in your state, really, because it's all about regulations and taxes in your state. I mean, it's just out of control. Unfortunately, I think as long as she's governor, I don't think that state's really going to be able to turn itself around. I mean, you need policies that are pro growth, pro free enterprise, pro entrepreneurship policies, which really does mean low regulations, less regulations, and lower taxes.
And her new climate plan will be way more regulations. But I want to ask you something else, because we have Democrat-led cities here like Detroit. And when I was on the campaign trail, I had a guy that was talking about he was starting a restaurant in the suburbs of Detroit and one in Detroit. And I said, let me ask you this. If you were a resident of Detroit and you just wanted to start up a business for the first time and you wanted to maybe start your own restaurant, how difficult would that be? And he said, well, you couldn't afford it, first of all, because you have to hire so many experts to get through the red tape. And he said, and then you really, if you don't know the right people, you'll never be able to start a business. So how do we take communities that are suffering and have them rebuild from within if they cannot even figure out how to own a business or start a business?
That's a great question, Tudor. I mean, it's, you know, I live, down here in Georgia, where we're fortunate to have obviously a pro-growth, pro-free enterprise governor in Governor Kemp. You know, during the COVID crisis, for example, we were one of the first few to really open up. In fact, I think we were the first ones to really open back up our economy. And so because he actually understood that, he comes from a small business background, he understood what it took to run a small business. And so, you know, he always favored, you know, the elimination or reduction of red tape to do that. But, you know, when you have these blue states, which, you know, and blue cities in particular, run by these blue mayors, is that, you know, there is a real problem here because they truly embrace and believe that more government regulation and more government intervention in some way, shape or form actually is going to help. And I have not run into one small business owner yet that raises his or her hand and says, oh, please, please help my business. Please raise my taxes and please give me more red tape. This is just not the way an entrepreneur works. And I have to tell you, you know, there are 33 million small businesses in this country that employ about 60 million hardworking Americans. So, you know, I always say that small business is too big to fail. And you're seeing that in Detroit, you're seeing that in Michigan. It's that, you know, when these small businesses fail, your communities fail. They are the backbone of our country. They are the backbone of our communities. When you go to these little league, you know, fields and soccer league fields on weekends, what are the billboards out there say? It's not Coca-Cola, Michigan, you know, Delta Airlines, Citibank, right? That's not the people who actually sponsor your communities. It's the car dealer down the street. It's the pizza guy, right? It's the sub. Well, it's the local franchisee of a Subway.
To be honest, I mean, that's why we have continued to supplement the automotive industry in the state of Michigan, and so many of our tax dollars go into, like, we're held hostage by this industry that says you have to keep paying us to keep us here because so many of your small businesses are a part of our industry that if we leave, we will crash the state. But don't bring any other businesses here because we want to be the only employer in these towns. So, for example, Flint is a town in Michigan that is really suffering. I mean, just a couple years ago on the news, a mother was interviewed and she was begging, please bring in jobs because our sons have no place to work. And she said, that's why we have so much violence on the streets because there are no jobs. Well, I was talking to a community college president just the other day and he said, you know, it's interesting because I was saying, well, in my own town, they were asking me not to bring business because they don't have enough workers. And he said, gosh, I was actually in a meeting with the chamber in Flint and Stellantis was there, or GM, I think, was there. And they heard that these other companies were planning to come there. They went to the government and said, don't you dare bring them in. And they prevented new business from coming to the city of Flint. And we're essentially hostage to this because we believe we have to have them. How do you get out of that mindset? Because that's certainly the mindset of Gretchen Whitmer.
As you know, and again, I certainly hope when her reelection comes up, I hope to see your name on that ballot, of course, Tudor, because we need people that understand this and have a completely different mindset. Your current governor just does not get that. And unfortunately, until you have leadership change at the top, which then translates all the way down or starts at least trickling down, you're not going to get the kind of change that's going to turn around a state. For example, if you look at Virginia, where you had, you know, a Democrat governor before Governor Youngkin come in, once Governor Youngkin has come in, he's really turning that state around because that leadership is coming from the top. And it's an understanding of what small business, for example, really does bring to your communities, to your state. You know, in some states, small businesses represent 99.9% of your total businesses in
some states. That's Michigan. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah, it's probably at least 99%. And so, you know, when you have unhealthy small businesses, I mean, people will pull out. I mean, it's so funny. Well, not funny, but, you know, during Small Business Week, the president was in the Rose Garden touting how wonderful all this new small business growth was happening. And, you know, I dug into the number that he was referring to. It's really interesting, actually, the way they play this and twist around the data, because what they're looking at is not net new businesses. They were actually looking at gross new businesses, which basically means they were counting, for example, a business that was leaving New York and going down to Florida. Oh,
geez, as a new business.
Basically a net zero, right? They were counting that as a new business.
That's so ridiculous.
Which is absolutely crazy, right? And so, look, I mean, unfortunately, you're going to start seeing people who understand this and who just say, I cannot operate in this state anymore. And they are going to leave. They're going to go to Texas. They're going to go to Georgia. They're going to go, you know, to Florida, Tennessee. They're going to go to these red states that understand that low taxes, lower taxes, or no taxes in some cases, and less red tape really is going to make a difference. I mean, out in Arizona, for example, former Governor Ducey, I love the phrase that he had, is operating government at the speed of business. He made a point of, in some cases, I think he had made a couple of examples where permitting processes where you were taking 18 months, he was reducing it down to a week. When you're running a small business and it's your capital on the line.
That's so important. That is a number one complaint in Michigan, was if we wanted to build in Michigan, it would be what we could do in Tennessee in 2 to 3 months would be 9 to 12 months in Michigan minimum. And think about this. We in Michigan are just giving money away. I mean, billions, you know. Ford will get, I think, $2 billion from Michigan taxpayers this year. Other automotive companies will get hundreds of thousands. And we are giving this money away. But our small businesses have time and time again told me, when we went to the governor and said we wanted to grow, she said, no, the money is not there for you. You have to do that on your own. They have gotten fed up. They have decided to leave the state. The governor, when she was asked during the campaign, what is your plan for population growth and economic growth in the state, was very seriously looked at the crowd and said, we will be a place that you can get an abortion no matter what. That was her economic growth plan.
Yeah, I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, Tudor, I'm not sure if you remember a few years back, but when the city of Baltimore approved the wage increase, minimum wage increase, the Democrat mayor at the time actually vetoed that. She got a lot of crap, quite frankly, thrown at her because she did that. But the reason she did that is because she said she understood what that would do, the damage that would do to the small businesses in the state, or excuse me, in the city. And, you know, you know, kudos to her, because she actually, you know, was a blue mayor that basically overrode a blue city council. But we do need brave people, of hopefully even on the Democrat side, that do support and stand up for small businesses. I mean, we know that entrepreneurship is the number one way to really break that racial and economic divide. You mentioned the book, which I'll put it right here, The Real Race Revolutionaries. That's exactly what I talk about in the book, is that the only way that we can really have true change in terms of racial and economic divide, and how to bridge that gap, is through entrepreneurship. You know, and without that, especially amongst minorities, you're not going to have really this issue addressed from the country. And it's not more government that's needed. It really is an ability to help these small businesses succeed by bringing down their taxes and bringing down the red tape.
Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll continue next on the Tudor Dixon Podcast.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? You could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is, quote, worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run the big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like an electric blanket, microwave, RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, this new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas, ever. Over 150,000 Americans trust Patriot Power Generators. Go to 4patriots.com/tutor to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. Go to 4patriots.com/tutor.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular's single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Now, you and I have talked about how do you get the people to really understand this? How do you get people on the ground? Because it during our race, so my background is manufacturing. As many people know, I come from the steel industry. We had a steel foundry. And so I understand what it is to go up against the government when it comes to environmental and all of this, all of these outrageous regulations that they throw on you. But in some cases, I would say Republicans and the United States have the cleanest manufacturing in the world because we are held to such a high standard. But there are some standards that are keeping businesses from actually expanding. In Michigan, we have an interesting situation where these companies have been allowed to sign non-disclosure agreements. So I was asked during the campaign, having come from the manufacturing industry, sat with the Michigan Manufacturers Association, and they were talking to both of us for endorsements. And Stellantis asked, will you continue to give us this money? And I said, I would love to comment on it, but I don't know why you received that money because you have a non-disclosure agreement. And the woman looked at me and she said, are you indicating that we should have our agreements be public? Yeah. I mean, I think if you are taking taxpayer dollars, there are things that we can keep private if you have proprietary information, but we should know why you're getting that. And that was really afterward, they came out and they said, well, the story is you didn't get the endorsement because the power of the automotive industry, who believes that you may cut back the incentives that they're just handed year after year and never held to what they say, never held to the agreement. Well, we'll bring in maybe 2,000 jobs and then jobs leave. So how do you get the people to truly understand what's happening behind the scenes? I know you've talked about doing ads, talking about real leadership, showing people in blue states or purple states what red states are really doing.
Yeah, so that's another great question, Tudor. We actually started a project last year called the Great Opportunity Project, GOP for short. My humble and our humble attempt to try to actually redefine what the GOP stands for from Grand Old Party to really what is what we should be, the Great Opportunity Project. And we have shown time and time again that through an understanding of entrepreneurship and embracing of entrepreneurship, that you can truly succeed and break out of that. I mean, you and I have talked a little bit about my background, but I come from a poor background. I grew up in Chula Vista, California. My mom was a housekeeper. My dad was a tailor. I used to go on trash day with my mom collecting aluminum cans and newspapers, you know, to make ends meet and, you know, to buy our groceries for the week. And so, you know, fast forward, you know, she also, by the way, was the first entrepreneur probably I ever met. because she was able to do the best garage sales, craft sales, and bake sales you could ever imagine. But fast forward to, you know, where I am today. Yes, I worked in corporate America and Fortune 500s, and I got a great education out with my undergrad. I went to Michigan, by the way, University of Michigan, got my MBA, paid my own loans, by the way, paid those off by myself, not with anybody else's help. But it was really my two small businesses that I established here in Georgia that really kind of was my breakthrough moment, because it had really established, you know, my own opportunity to be able to make something of myself and to have something that I owned. And that really, frankly, when I sold the two businesses, put me on a great path to where I am today. And so, you know, the more we embrace that, the better off we're going to be. But again, you need to have that leadership come from the top and make those bold moves, very similar to what we're seeing with Governor Youngkin. And so the Great Opportunity Project really highlighted some of the great work of some of these fantastic governors. For example, Governor Reynolds, who you and I love and have talked to extensively in Iowa, Governor Ducey, Governor Youngkin, Kemp here in Georgia. It really kind of highlighted, especially during the COVID period, what they actually did for their small businesses and how they really helped small businesses thrive during and after pretty much the pandemic. And so the more we highlight these situations, and frankly, I wanted to play them. We did run some of those ads in blue states because I want people to see, hey, wait a minute, I like what happened there. What does it take and what will it take for us to see that? And what it's going to take is change in leadership, very much like what we saw in Virginia. And so we highlight that, the better off we're going to be.
These are business deals. And that's why I think you see so many successful governors that came from the business world, and like Governor Youngkin, and you have some governors out west, they've come in from the business world, and Governor Ducey, and they've been able to make these connections, bring businesses in. I think that's something that people don't understand. It's not you don't just wait for the businesses to come to you. I mean, last week when we were sitting with a bunch of the governors, I was listening to some of them talk, and one of them said, I went to California. I went to sit down with the businesses. I recruited them and said, what do you need? I will bring you here. And I'll tell you, one of the most successful states for taking business, and I always give Governor Lee a little grief about this, for taking business from Michigan, is Tennessee. And Governor Lee has been incredibly successful at bringing businesses there. And I will say that I think, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but if you have a governor who is able to successfully bring some of these larger corporations into your state, that grows entrepreneurship, because you have businesses that pop up around those big businesses. You've got to have hotels. Right. You have to have restaurants. Yeah. You have to have widget shops and whatnot to produce products for these bigger companies. And if you're losing out on all the big companies, if you have all your eggs in one basket in industry, then you're really in a danger zone. And I think that Michigan is the perfect example of that happening. Yeah. And I think that that's what people need to understand. You have to be looking at bringing business to a state from all different angles, and that can lift up those entrepreneurs, and that can lift up these minority communities that are struggling so 100%. That they can build up their own community.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, probably the three worst words for unions to hear are right to work, right? I mean, but if you look at the right to work states, and especially in the automotive industry, I mean, there's a reason why unions keep getting rejected from these companies in those states, right?
And that was just a policy in Michigan that I think it was 12 years, was overturned as soon as the Democrats took control a couple months ago. They removed right to work in the state of Michigan, and no state has done that.
Yeah, no. And I have to tell you, it's probably the worst thing. I mean, look, I don't want to be called a union buster, but unions had their time. I think they were useful at a point, but there's a reason why membership in unions keeps going down and down. And I have to tell you, Tudor, now with this EV push, it'll be really interesting to see what the UAW in particular thinks about some of these plans. Because as you know, for example, production of an EV vehicle takes about one half the labor force of an electronic vehicle as it is a combustion engine.
Right.
And so in terms of employment, that's really going to be interesting. So they're going to be pushing for more and more benefits, which means it's operating in that state is going to be more and more costly. Look, in the end, we have to make sure that in particular, our small business environment, our total business environment, but our small business environment is one that's really conducive and friendly to small businesses, because they are the heartbeat of our communities. And so I haven't seen one single state where, you know, where an unfriendly business environment for small business leads to a great thriving state economy.
Yeah, it just seems like in some of these states, there's no focus put on it. They just don't seem to care about it. And people are really at a loss as to what to do, which is why I think it is so important that we do find that method to communicate. I love what you're doing with the ads. I know you say you're doing your small part. That's a big part to me. That's something that we desperately needed groups to come in and do during the campaign. And I think it's so valuable. So folks that are listening out there, I mean, this is an organization that you should look at. Job Creators Network, talk to them, find out what you can do to help, because I will say again that I've said this several times on the Republican side, we do not have organizations that get enough funding to go out and do the work on the ground, whereas the Democrats have all different organizations that are doing this. They are pushing through the voters. They are getting to them. They're getting the message to them. They're making sure that they're totally informed, because most of our voters are not watching the news. They're not engaged in Twitter. They don't want to hear it. So we need folks like you that can go out and get the message directly to them so they understand the ramifications of voting for a Democrat who's going to drive business out of their state.
Well, thank you. And absolutely. Look, when our founding fathers had a vision for this country, and they really wrote in some beautiful words like of, by, and for the people in the Constitution, there is a reason why they did that, because that is where the power should be. The power should be within the states. And unfortunately, I think with governors like your current governor, even though she's should be of, for, by the people, she's not, right? I mean, right. And unfortunately, that is the most successful states are when they are reminded and when they actually truly act like this state is for formed by the people, right? And that they need to do whatever they can to actually do what's best for the people. And that's what is best for the government within that state or on a federal basis. And so I think, again, there's so much work on these blue states versus red states that's out there. I mean, the data is so apparent. We just need to, I'll call it as a party, as conservatives or as Republican Party, to really be able to communicate the message better, right? It's all about how we tell the story. The left is really great. Tudor, if I have to give them kudos for one thing, it's their storytelling abilities.
Yes.
I mean, from the White House all the way down, I mean, shoot, the White House right now should be giving, you know, fiction awards for their fiction stories that they came up with. But they are really good at this. We are really bad at telling our stories and helping people understand why our way of governing is really the best way, because that's that produces the most freedom and the most, quite frankly, the most opportunity for people to succeed.
And I think that's why you see some of our most successful states are run by people who are former businessmen and women. And then that's a great training ground to go on to the presidency, because when you are talking about being in that position, there's a lot of foreign policy that you have to do that mimics what you would do in business, that mimics how you would handle those big deals and those partnerships. I think that's something that as we look at this presidential election, it's just going to be interesting to see how people interact, how they've been able to work on the economy in their states. And that's something that we really have to keep in mind. But for I think it'll be 26 when we'll have several governor's races all again in 23 and 24. We just have a few. But 26, that's a time for us to really talk about what that leadership means at the top of the state. But I love what you're doing.
Tell our
listeners where to get the book again when it comes out.
Yeah, it's actually available at Amazon, of course, like everything else is. But The Real Race Revolutionaries. It's great. It's a quick read, 99 pages. I promise you'll probably get through it in 3 hours or less. But it's got some great data, some great information that really debunks a lot of this stuff that you hear, coming from the left. And quite frankly, personally, I am so offended and insulted from some of the stuff that's coming from the left that basically says I'm too dumb, you know, to be able to do this on my own, and that I just need the government to save me.
Yeah.
I mean, I just need the government to get out of the way. I need to get, you know, lower my taxes, lower my red tape. And you know what? Let me go at it. I mean, I'm willing to take the risk. Let me then be able to benefit from the full reward.
Right. And I think that people need to understand, if you get this book, this allows you to really talk intelligently. And not to say that you're not speaking intelligently now, but have those facts that you can talk to your friends, not offend them, talk to them with just facts and say, this is why these things matter. And this is why it's so important. And I thank you for writing it. Alfredo Ortiz, it's always a pleasure talking to you. He is the CEO, president and CEO of Job Creators Network. Check it out. They do great work. And I just appreciate having you on today.
Thanks, Tudor. Always a pleasure.
And thank you all for joining me as usual on the Tudor Dixon Podcast. For this episode and others, go to TudorDixonPodcast.com. You can subscribe right there or go to the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure you join us next time on the Tudor Dixon Podcast. Have a great week. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? You could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run the big appliances like your fridge even longer. Best of all, this new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas, ever. Over 150,000 Americans trust Patriot Power Generators. Go to 4patriots.com/tutor to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. Go to 4patriots.com/tutor.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.